From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Local farmer Trevor Cox from Coxland Farms spoke with us about growing up as a legacy farmer.
The Cox, we have acquired more farms over time, but the Cox family, my brother and I are fourth generation on the what we call the home farm now. I mean, 1843, that would make us like seventh or eighth Cox generation farmers. I didn't just, you know, get out of high school and decide I'm going to be a farmer and bought a farm and off I went. It's a generational thing that seems to be the common trend around these parts.
Cox also spoke with us about the legacies still to come.
We are in good hands because there is a young group of farmers coming on that have an absolute passion for the business and are eager to carry on. And you know, these legacies, these generations in some of these families, they're going to carry on for quite some time, and that's a good thing to see.
The town of Georgina is partnering with the Northern York Self-Simcoe Ontario Health Team to host a health and wellness education session on supports for mental health crisis on Tuesday, November 4th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Pefferlaw Lions Hall and online. Presented by Your Support Services Network, the session aims to help residents learn about available mental health resources and crisis support. Mayor Margaret Quirk encouraged the community to take part in this informative event. For more details, visit the local news page at kcountry937.com. The Toronto Blue Jays' historic season ended in heartbreak Saturday night, falling 5-4 in the 11th inning to the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 7 of the World Series. Despite the loss, the Blue Jays showed the resilience that defined their season, battling until the final out and coming within two outs of their first championship in 32 years. Manager John Schneider praised his players' heart and toughness, saying this team and the city's support will never be forgotten. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.